For more now on the Battle of Fallujah, we turn to Anthony Cordesman, who's a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Anthony Cordesman, what is at stake in the Battle of Fallujah?
What is at stake, essentially, is whether the United States can defeat the core elements of the Sunni insurgency in western Iraq in El Anbar province and create the kind of climate, first, to have an election where the Sunni elements can play a significant political role, and where the legitimacy of the Iraqi interim government is supported by its ability to actually govern and provide security in western Iraq. Now, that goes far beyond simply defeating the enemy. It is creating a stability, a political and economic process that not only makes the elections in January possible, but means there can be a relatively peaceful political process over the year to come.
Does the date in January of the election, does that set the timetable for the battle in that case?
Well, in many ways it does, because the sooner this battle takes place, the sooner it is over, the sooner you can rush in Iraqi government, rush in aid, have a clear control over Fallujah and expand it into El Anbar province, the sooner you can create at least the hope of a political process where Sunnis will participate on a broader level and see the government as more legitimate.
The Iraqis and the Americans in Iraq have been at pains to say that Prime Minister Alawi gave the green light for this offensive. Today, General Casey said Prime Minister Alawi named the operation, gave it its Arabic name, Al-Fajr. To what degree is Prime Minister Alawi in control of what's going on in Fallujah right now?
Well, obviously, the detailed tactical control is still under the U.S. But he was there in a government that halted operations in Fallujah earlier. He has demonstrated in places like Samarra and Sadr City and in Najaf that the Iraqi government decides whether the United States goes in, how much force it goes in with, whether we persist in the battle, to the point where the fighting is decisive. And while the Iraqi military contingent remains very small, with each of these battles, its role has grown.
For those who remember the last time that the U.S. and some Iraqis went into Fallujah and then pulled back in the spring, what is fundamentally different this time?
Is that you have begun with a very, very decisive air-land battle. You haven't had Marines reacting quickly. You've had Marine Corps units joined by Iraqi forces, by heavy U.S. armor. You've had a phased, systematic build-up for the attack. You've had support from the Iraqi government, a declaration of emergency, sealing the borders near Fallujah, the arrest of foreign insurgents, a whole series of activities to support this operation. And from what we've seen so far, this is not a matter of slowly going in and probing. This is a matter of quick, decisive action, which is intended to win in a matter of days. Now, that doesn't mean because that's what's intended, you're going to see it actually happen. A lot depends on how well the insurgents can have booby traps, can run ambushes, can fortify given areas, can dig in and force the U.S. and the interim government to sort of fight their way through key areas or use highly visible levels of force. But if the U.S. and its allies are successful, this will not be a long, drawn-out battle.
Anthony Cordesman, thanks for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.